With Cap Radio News, I'm Andrew Garcia. Mosquito season is upon us, and state officials are warning it may be a busy one. Luz Maria Robles is a public information officer with the Sacramento-Yolo Mosquito Control District. She says the rain this weekend likely led to a lot of stagnant water outside, just as the weather is warming.
That combination of the stagnant water and the warm weather creates the ideal mosquito breeding conditions.
Last year's mosquito season saw a sharp rise in human cases of West Nile virus in Sacramento and Yolo counties, going from 8 in 2022 to 92 in 2023. A public health threat, Robles says, makes it important to reduce the mosquito population as much as possible by removing that sitting water.
A dog dish, a flower pot, a plant saucer, a fountain, a bird bath. If that water sits there long enough, it's going to produce mosquitoes. So having people do their part goes a long way now in reducing mosquitoes later.
Mosquito and West Nile Virus Awareness Week started yesterday, and the control district will be holding informational events throughout. For more information, visit fightthebite.net. The University of Southern California has canceled a commencement speech by its 2024 valedictorian, a Muslim student who has expressed support for Palestinians. The school cites substantial security risks for the event that draws 65,000 people to campus. The decision was announced in a statement yesterday by USC's provost and senior vice president for academic affairs. He cited the alarming tenor of reaction to the school's choice of valedictorian. The valedictorian is graduating with a major in biomedical engineering and a minor in resistance to genocide. In a statement to the Los Angeles Times, she said the university abandoned her after she was subjected to racist hatred by anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian voices. Paris Hilton joined state lawmakers yesterday to push for legislation aimed at cracking down on the industry that cares for troubled teens by requiring more transparency from youth treatment facilities. The hotel heiress and media personality has become an advocate for stricter oversight of teen treatment centers. Hilton has shared publicly the physical and mental abuse she suffered as a teenager at a boarding school in Utah.
I was subjected to abuse disguised as therapy, isolated from the outside world, and denied even the most basic rights. I lived in constant fear, not knowing what would happen to me next.
The bill would require short-term youth treatment facilities to report to the state government and notify parents when restraints or seclusion are used to discipline minors. It passed committee with bipartisan support. More news at campradio.org.
Support for Camp Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique health care needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.